want to do something new, something different. Basically, I want to talk about my life, who I am, where I come from, and basically just how I got here to the age of 24. I'm pretty sure everybody listening right now has a crazy experience, a wild life. I'm 24, turning 25 December 11th, born on the year 1995. I am one of five children that my mom had. She had five kids. When my mom was pregnant of me and I was in her belly, I remember used to telling her, "Mom, I remember being in Memphis, Tennessee. I remember at these rivers and the pools, and you know, I remember you used to take us and we would get wet in the river going down." And she said, "You were never born." I said, "Yeah, I remember everything. I remember, you know, we used to be inside the little jacuzzi thing." I would say jacuzzi because that's how it felt to me. You know, it was warm. It looked like a jacuzzi. It was like a hole in the ground. So basically it's a hot spring. And I remember telling my mom, "Yeah, you used to always take me inside the jacuzzi with me, and you know, and it was fun." She said, "You weren't born at that time." And I was like, "I wasn't." She's like, "No, I still had you in my belly." She's like, "You must have been seeing everything through my eyes." And those are the first moments I remember, is my mom being happy, you know, to carry me. My mom being happy, you know, just being pregnant in general and giving birth to life and to a beautiful child. My brother is 10 months older than me, so he was there in Memphis. He was born in Memphis, Tennessee. And so let's fast forward. On the way back from Memphis, my mom was in the plane, pregnant. The altitudes made her water break. She was rushed to the hospital when they landed. And boom, I was born in Los Angeles. We bounced around back and forth, city to city. We went from Los Angeles to Pomona, to Ontario, Montclair, Ontario, back to Pomona. And then by the time I was like 10 years old, no, I was 12 years old, we went to live on a ranch nearby my grandma's house. Now keep in mind, my family is Mexican. My grandma brought over seven kids across the border, and had about like three of them in the U.S. So my grandma sacrificed a lot for us to be here, and my mom did the same. As a single mother, she was bouncing back and forth everywhere. Once she landed and had me, I never knew my dad. You know, I guess my mom left from Memphis, Tennessee because of my father, but she left alone. She left with me and my brother, and that from that day, from birth and forward, I've never even seen a picture of my father. I've never even know how he looks. I don't even know how he sounds. I don't even know where he's at. So my mom moves out to the ranch with my grandma, and my grandma's like, "You know, there's a house over here down the street. It's this amount of money, and it keeps us away from the city, because the city was a really bad place. Downtown LA, it was no good place to be. Pomona, Ontario, at that time, 2000, 1995, 1996, all the way to 2000, you know, it was not a good place to be as a single mother with two kids. My second youngest brother, he is 2 years younger than me. His name is Adrian. Shrooms, we used to call him, because he used to get his shroom haircut, mushroom top. So we called him Shrooms, and that name sticked. 2 years later, bouncing back and forth, we get to the ranch. It's three of us now. So it's me, my brother Ricardo, my 10-month-year-old brother, same year, 1995 as me. Me and then my brother Shroom. So it's three of us. We grew up hating each other. We grew up fighting each other. We grew up not liking each other. And I remember in Pomona and Ontario, and you know, I had my own crew, and my brother had his own crew, and they had their own, you know, friends and stuff. They had their own crew. And our crews were fight. We would fight each other. You know, I remember fighting my brother. I remember fighting his friends. I remember getting jumped. You know, my own brother and his friends would jump me. It was like stupid, but at the end of the day, we went home to share the same room, to share the same bed. And then we picked up the next day, like, when he was with his friends, he was all tough and da da da. There's more to that, but there's definitely more details on that I definitely want to share one day, or someday. I would definitely love to keep doing this a lot more. I need to spend more time on myself than to go out and do whatever. Most people are not social drinkers, but most people are social drinkers, but I'm more like a, you know, I'm going to drink by myself or I'm going to drink socially. It doesn't matter. But anyways, so growing up with my brothers on a ranch, we would still fight each other. No friends, you know, no crew. One little thing, you know, I stole my brother's underwears. We got down. Everybody got down. You know, or I took my brother's shoes because I didn't have no shoes. We got down. Everybody got down. You know, or they'll steal my clothes, or my brother Adrian or Ricardo, like, you know, they'll take my shirt and we will fucking get down. We would fight with each other. And it's crazy. But we were always clashing heads as we were young. We were boys. We had no father figure. My mom was always away. You know, my mom was back and forth dating with other guys, trying to, you know, get settled in or trying to get some support. And she left us all alone, you know, throughout the time that we were living in the city before we got to the ranch. You know, she left us all alone in the city in a one-bedroom apartment, you know, with no furniture in the living room, no kitchen table, you know, beds on the floor. Like, we were bumming it. Like, we were a bum. You know, my mom, she did the most minimum as she can. And as a father right now, I'm doing the best I can for my daughter. But it's because I have the ability to be there, and my mom didn't have the ability to be there for us. And I didn't understand that now, but now I truly understand that my mom was just working every day and whatever time she could get to be herself and to have her own time, she did it. You know, whether she was having fun or whether she was out with some guy and whatnot. Yeah, of course, she took the chances of leaving us alone, you know, as 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds, you know. But she did what she had to do, basically. Alright, so. Yeah. Mom being away, dad gone, never ever seen him. And fighting with our brothers, fighting with each other. Almost killing each other, too. Not gonna lie. But I think if it wasn't for us going through that, we wouldn't really be who we are today. You know, I'm not gonna say we're the most successful person in this world or you know, we've gone through the worst. I know there's a lot of people out there right now, including yourself, who has gone through the worst. You know, your situation might not relate to mine, it might not relate to yours, but we've gone through the worst, and the reason why you're living here today and you're breathing today is because you were able to overcome all those situations, all the bad stuff. You were able to put yourself in a position, plant your feet, and build off of whatever you had. You know, we had eggs, only eggs in the refrigerator. I remember this. We would open a refrigerator, we had pancake mix and eggs. That's all we had. And that was the only food we had throughout the day. And if we were lucky, you know, my mom used to come home with, like, fast food, you know. And we would eat everything that was on our table. Like, we were starving kids, you know. We were poor, living on welfare, my mom. But really never had that attention to be, you know, a family. And a lot of people today take all that for granted, and I truly wish that I could have at least spent, like, could have had a moment with my dad, like, you know, at least spend a weekend or something, like how most people do. But because it hasn't happened to you, or maybe it has happened to you, like, you don't understand. But if I can go back and tell my dad one thing before, would be if I had the ability to communicate a whole lot better than I am right now, and if I was raised a little bit different, I would tell my dad this. Why did you leave? You know, why were you so weak? You know, like, what was most important to you in your life that you had to leave 3 of your kids? You know, fast forward 10 years, still haven't seen our dad. My mom tells us, hey, how would you guys like to see your dad? I was like, yeah, that would be cool. You know, what would I do? How would I present myself? I was like, yeah, well, he's dead. She got her hopes up. I was affected for about a second. Kind of hit me in the heart, like, oh shit. So even if we wanted to, as adults now, I'm 24. Even though as adults now, I would not be able to pursue or try to search for him. Not that I was going to, but I can't. Because he's already dead. move on, move forward, be the father that you've never had. It hit me in the heart for a few seconds, but I can't have love for a stranger. You just can't. That's why there's a lot of people who do a lot of stupid shit to strangers, you know, and don't have love for them. You know, family is obviously it's most important, but at the end of the day, my mom taught us, and she said this after she had gave me the news that I'm no longer going to be able to see him because he's dead. She said, "Don't worry. At the end of the day, it's all on you. At the end of the day, you're going to be by yourself. No matter who you're with, you can have hundreds and hundreds of gatherings and have hundreds and hundreds of friends and go to hundreds and hundreds of parties and, you know, communicate with so much people and, you know, you can even have a lot of, you know, network and whatever you want to call it, but at the end of the day, when you go to sleep, you're going to sleep on your bed by yourself. You're going to close your eyes by yourself. You're going to dream about that dream by yourself. You know, there's nobody's going to tell you to wake up or, you know, or hop in your dreams and like start helping you out on your dreams or your afterlife or whatever. When you die, you're going to die by yourself, basically. And that's what my mom said. She used to always say, don't worry about your brothers, don't worry about this and that, don't worry about what they do, worry about yourself, because at the end of the day, it's all on you. At the end of the day, it's all on you. You're going to be by yourself. Don't worry about anybody else. Worry about yourself. And since that moment, I've been worrying about myself, and I've been doing what I had to do, and I've been going through what I had to go through, and I've been up and down and falling and rising and falling and rising and getting locked up and going to jail 2, 3, 4 times, you know, you know, just kind of figuring out what I want to do, what I want to be. And then I found out what she really meant. Part 2 coming up.